Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for the Your Daily Prayer podcast. We hope these few moments of prayer and reflection are encouraging to you as you go about your day. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast. To find more prayers, devotional content, and blog posts, we would love for you to join us at ibelieve.com. A Prayer for Moving On, written by Gwen Smith, read by Alyssa Forsberg. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. Philippians 3:13b. It spoke to me as I strolled down the checkout aisle of Marshall's that day, the wall art that was featured on an impulse buy rack. Amen, I thought. The message? Simple. Don't stumble on things that are behind you. My mind reeled, and I thought hard about this seemingly simple directive that points to a habit that trips so many of us up. Looking back. Allowing the past to deter and diminish our future. The Apostle Paul had a difficult past to contend with. His early years were spent tormenting Christ's followers. Then he met Jesus and everything changed for him. He chose to move forward as the new man he'd become. Instead of wallowing in the muck of condemnation, he stepped into the grace of Christ with determination. Are you struggling with this? Let me ask you a few direct questions in love. Do you really think that living in the past and letting it loom large in your now is helping you? Is it empowering you to grow in strength, dignity, and joy? Is it fueling you toward the prize that awaits you in Christ? No? Then be done with it in Jesus' name. Spend a few moments in prayer and write about this in your journal. Let us pray. Holy Lord, thank you for grace. Please help me move beyond the hurdles that trip me up and give me the strength and wisdom to look up and see the hope I run toward in Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
Are you concerned about tensions in the Middle East? Do you wonder where we're currently at in the biblical timeline? Are we really in the last days? Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Carl Muller with the Inside the Epicenter podcast. Every week, my co-host, best-selling author Joel Rosenberg, and I answer those questions and more. You'll hear inside knowledge of our meetings with leaders at the highest levels of government in the U.S., Israel, and the Middle East, equipping you to filter the news with biblically sound insights. Find Inside the Epicenter on your favorite podcast app or go to joshuafund.com to listen and subscribe.